very poisonous. So many ants, they were doing like hiss, hiss. It is going down at one's level, bite, and he will draw. If he is trying to go up, he will draw. There was no chance of saving his life. In the meantime, he saw that the branches which he has hold up. Two rats came out of the well, one black and one white, and they began to cut it. Very soon they will cut the both branches which he has. So automatically he will have to go inside and the snake will. So there was not any chance to be saved. And in the meantime he saw the branches what he has hold of, in the front of mouth, upside, he saw that some bees are there and there is honey. And from that, drop by drop, very golden drop, very tasteful, was coming. One, two, three, and he has, he wanted to taste it. He was knowing that, that is appetite, inside, here, there, backwards, in front, everywhere there. In a moment he is going to die, but he wanted to taste it, even in that state. And he did. And one drop came. How sweet, tasteful, how sweet. And he forgot all the problems and things. We are like this. This world is like well. Who are rats, day and night? What they are doing? What you have? Age? That age has come by your past sanskar, by the karma that you have done. Now it has been your age. And the two rats daily, day and night, fighting. What is your age, Sastriji? What is your age?
My age? 39.
No, 39 years cuttle. They have gone. But I don't know that how many years you are. But I know that certainly your 39 years has been passed. If I am 80 years age, then it has gone. Very soon coming. So you should know that. And what is honey? There are so many problems, but yet, when your child will come in your lap, and you will kiss, and sometimes your wife, you are very beautiful. I remember the day. These are what things?
Honey.
These are honey. But sometimes he will come and he will kick you by behind leg.
Hind leg.
Then save me. And when very lovely she will tell anything. My husband, my dear beloved, then you will fought it. But really it is life. Burning well, covered by green trees, and also sweet honeycomb. Be careful. It seems that it is very happy and sweet, this world, but it is covered. You are so beautiful, so beautiful at the age of 60. But there is a white spot here. Anyone will apply it. Yeah. And if you take your skin from here, open the stomach, which you like so much, what is there? Blood and urine and all. So this is the world. And for this you are always entangled. If I will tell, oh, you should come with me. Oh, no, no, my wife cannot live by me. He will die. But actually it will be not. Then you are here and there, your wife will be to other person. And husband, they will want to give up and new decision. There is a story. There was a king. The name of that king was Bhartrihari, elder brother of Vikramaditya in India. That king was very young, 25, very beautiful and very qualified, very qualified. He knew all the arts. There were so many jewels in his council. Kalidas, Arahanis, who counted the Indian, who made Indian jyotis. Kalidas, you know, Brahmini, all these were very powerful things. One day, a prostitute came and gave him very high class of jewel, necklace. Oh, at that time, its value was 9 lakhs. Now, 9 into so many. Crores and crores. He gave it in the neck of king. He was very happy. And then he took it. Oh, I want to give my most dear beloved. And he saw that. Oh, nearly he was married. Wife was so beautiful. She was also qualified. So when he went from his council, with his own hand he gave that necklace in the and he embraced his wife, told that this was very precious. You should see. But after some time, she was so much attracted to the commander-in-chief of that king, and he was so beautiful. So one day, in anyhow, to please that, she gave that necklace to his lover. You know. And then that commander-in-chief was so much attached to the same prostitute, not attached to king's wife. And after some days he gave to please that prostitute. One day the king saw that there was no necklace in his wife. He called. He told that, oh, my dear beloved, I gave my very precious necklace to you. Where is that? Why he asked? One day that commander-in-chief came to him and he told that, I want to present this and his heart. He becomes very unhappy. And then he took it and told, taking his sword beneath, "Please tell me from where you have received. From where? I want to know. If you are telling truth, then I will do nothing. And if you are not concealing me, then I will cut you." He began to
say,
and he told me, "The Lord, that prostitute has given, your wife, then he asked, "Where is that?" Then she told that she was waiting, try to counsel him. But he told that she might say, "It will just go on yourself. In a moment, if you are not." Then what is it? She told, "I have given to five you guys. No word." That is, she was not satisfied with him. And that commander-in-chief was not satisfied with, and he was trying to go to prostitute, and prostitute was not satisfied with that, and she was attached to king like a circle. Then he decided not to be in this. And he at once made up his mind, and he gave everything. Only he took one coffin like us and left his everything. So his one of the book is very, very famous. Vairagya Satakam or if anyone reads, they may be renowned. But persons like us, daily we test, but no renown, like he and Paul. What to do? Shastra is telling like this, or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vitrosami Sanatana Goswami. All the Goswamis are telling, but we are thinking that, oh, we should take this drop of very sweet, very special. We should not go in the association of especially Narayana. Always rebuking us and telling this. So we should be very foreign. And we should taste this worldly thing. But one day you have to remain sober. Be careful. Gaur Pranamandu. I'm explaining what is our goal of life. And very clearly I told the love and affection unto the Lord's feet of Krishna is our aim. And from that is why I began from Dhruva, Prahlad, also Ambarish Maharaj, Hanuman, Pandavas and one left in Arjuna before this. No, that cow giving donation. Major. And so many examples. And clearly so, the love in the heart of Radhika is highest among all. he cannot attain that. But the love and affection in the heart of Rupa Goswami, in Rupa Goswami and others, the sense of Srimati Radhika, always eternal best servant, oh, this is highest. So, it has been told, we want to be dust of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. This is our offer. May no dust of offering to attend this. The love and affection, this is in the heart of Rupa Goswami and the Rupa Manjari, both internally and externally. This is our home. And that is called praying prayer. Very highest. But how to attain? Your life will be successful. So, how you can do it? Then we will have to go to Rupa Goswami. Come with me. Sir Rupa Goswami is. You can come with me in Vrindavan. In Seva Sunja. Radha Damodar Temple. So very high class of today. His life and soul of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his embodiment of Mahaprabhu, his love and affection of Mahaprabhu. How? It has been told, Sastarute, Priyasarute, Daitasarute, Sahajani, Sajurai Sarute, Kathanarute, Kabilasarute, Saiti. His mendicant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inspired everything in the heart of Krishna. He knows everything. He has some process given in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Ujjal in Mani, and other books which he will follow. Very quickly we can attend that kind of life. Which are even very rare for Brahma, Shankar, Narada and others. Sanat, Sanandana or others. Very rare. But we can have attend it from the Mati Aparita Goswami, other religions. Here told him, you know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met Rupa Goswami on the bank of Yamuna and the living place of Ganga and Yamuna, Praya. Very special place. So he met, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mainly he came that Rupa will meet me here. And then Rupa Goswami, he embraced him and empowered and inspired him for everything which was in the heart of Chaitanya. And when he went to Puri, he told Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Sardham Bhattacharya, and all others, Sarupananda, Raramananda, others, Haridas Thakur, that you should listen to Matthi too, that he can establish my mode in this world. He can treat my all things. Sarupa Goswami is saying that each one attend this high class of mode to serve Radha and Krishna Pandigal. You want to make your life successful, happy forever, more than anyone. Please, Lakshmi Devi prayer, the wife of Narayan prayer, or the Yajnapatni, they also prayer. So many tribes, but they never attend. Never to high, so high on earth. But by the Natya Prabhu Goswami, all the people can attend it very easily, like this, very easily. So, if you are interested and you want to make your life happy forever, eternally, then you should try. He has told in the beginning of his verse, Bhaktivinoda Swami. Adai Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Atha Bhajana Kriya, Tato Anakshana Bhakti, Tato Nishtha, Rucit Tata Tata Bhavo, Prena Bhujanchari, Sadhaka Nanyam Prena Bhavishtha. You should follow this. There is no other way to have a bhakti like that, like Gopi, especially like Rishi Jani and others. So you should try to attend all these things and to follow all these things. First, all the jivas who are in this world, just forgotten. Oh dearest, merciful, loving Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. All totally. Just searching everywhere for happiness, here and there. Just seeking happiness in eating meat, drinking drugs, wine, especially in 3 W. What are 2 W?
God, women, and
God. So we want to accept these things in these things. But no anand is there, no happiness is there. So, by luck and by happiness, if you are doing anything related to Krishna, his associates and other things which are connected with Krishna, if you are doing something for them, two things, Krishna, his associates, Sadhru Vaibhav. Sadhru Vaibhav means Tulasi, Hari name, the places of pastimes of Krishna and other things. These are called sukriti. If you have done some sukriti, then you can have sumati of any sort. Otherwise, no sadhusan and no bhakti. Bhakti depends on sadhusan. If you can meet any sadhu by any way, and you are serving them, a sukriti, very powerful sukriti will come. And thus you will have some trust in hearing his Harikatha. Otherwise, he will tell Harikatha so much that you have no, you will have no interest. So sadhu sang, first sadhu sang and then second sadhu sang. First sadhu sang is general way. He can take some water, or please give me a glass of water. Or please give me this. And he will take and use in the service of Krishna. This is like a sukriti. Sukriti means? Like one person, there was one person who kept a lamb in Thakur temple and kept some oil in the lamp. But in night it starts to be dim. But a rat came and he wanted to take to drink that oil, but the teeth are very like this. So his teeth was in the lamp reach. And thus it came out, and that light came suddenly, and the rat was feared, and he ran away. But the lamp was now very heavy. So this became like a sukriti that he has given a lamp to Thakurji. And in next birth, he became a devotee. And then he had associates of any bhakta. And very gradually he came in the path and he attained bhakti. So this is, there is no way. You are going anywhere to see anything. There are so many persons, like English person, American, and so many, they go to travel here and there. In curiosity, they went to Vrindavan. And they went on the birthplace of Krishna, Gokul. They went to Virasa Sthali. Oh, what is a very beautiful. But when, as they went there, they just came and they began. Then they will ask, oh, what is this? Oh, this is the birthplace of Krishna. Who was Krishna? Oh, he is Supreme Personality. Oh, really? And then that sadhu told that you should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And you will see this Krishna also present. This is the way. Atta sadhu Krishna. Krishna Bhakti? Bhakti to Satsanga Praptate Pumba Purva Janma Krishna Sukhna. So first, Sadhu Sangha is essential. Krishna sends a sadhu, qualified sadhu, to anyone. Like last night you saw that Nag was going and a hunter was there and he called Narada, why you came to this path? My all deers and all are running away here and there. I will kill you. Then Narada told that you cannot kill me. Never you cannot. You should try, but he could not. So, the reason that bhakti comes only from sadhu sangha. When past activities related to Krishna are matured, then second sadhu sangha. And after that, he will believe in sadhu, in Krishna bhakti. This sadhā comes. What is sadhā? What is sadhā? You should define. Really, you should know that the seed of bhakti is a tendency to serve Krishna, a wish to serve Krishna. Vasana. Desire to serve. Somewhere it comes. Oh, I say, of that sadhu. He gave by the mercy of Krishna that you should serve Krishna and you will be happy. this desire to serve Krishna came, this is the seed of bhakti lata, bhakti kripa. And outer, this outer nature is what? Oh, sadha to guru, guru world, sadha to shastra world, sadha to Vaishnava world. He will honor the words of Gita, Bhagavata, Ramayana, Purana and all of them. The words of Krishna and sadhu words like Narada, Brahma, Sukadeva Goswami, Bhagavan, Krishna Dvaita and Vyas, especially the words of Rup, Sanatan and all. That he will have to have very strong faith on this in their life. Like Haridas Thakur, Khanda Khanda, Hoi Javi Jaya Bihata, Kaman Badane Na Chari Hari. If anyone will cut me into pieces, but I cannot give up something Hari. So this is like that. He will have so faith in us. He will not be like of today's modern wives and husbands divorcing each other. Now, to divorce wife or sister, and to divorce guru also, and to make another guru, very easy. But by this we cannot attain Krishna. So, faith in guru word, and guru should be of high class, not bogus. If you are sincere, Krishna will arrange to give you a very good guru, qualified guru. So you should always pray that he should be a qualified, a standard guru. Then, you should, this is the external symptom of that seed of bhakti. First, so you should have strong faith in Guru word, Krishna word and epic word. You will find. Then after this, when you have strong faith in Krishna word, then you will have to follow Krishna, epic words and Vaishnava. What is that? Tadvibhi, pranipatim, pariprasim, upadeshan kati jnanam, jnanina satya darsina. Oh, they have realized this satya, real thing. Supreme personality of God. Go to them and do pranam to them. What is pranam? Oh, pranam to you, this is not. I'm giving my everything, my whole knowledge, everything in the lotus feet of my Guru. I'm surrendering. This is pranam. What you will tell, I must obey. And then he will serve him and please him. And then asking some question in a very good way, very humbly. And then he will. Then he will tell that you should take shelter in high class of any guru. You should go and test him. There are some symptoms of guru and disciple both. And that is why it has been told in Shastra. What? Tasmat guru prapadyet jigyasu seyam uttamam sabbe parecha nishanam brahmi. Who can remove your all doubts? He will give you good instruction and he will take you to Krishna. He is realized so, not hankering for any worldly thing, sense gratification, that jabha. If you see anyone in any guru, that sense gratification is there, or do pranam and sita. If he was sannyasi, high class of sannyasi, But he was attached to any lady and gave up and came in Grihastha Ashram. He used to do plan and give up. Like first, it's true. So, there are some symptoms of Gurudev. And you should see. And there are some symptoms of disciples also. He will come in a very good family, in a rusticated form. Oh, he should wake in morning, very morning. He should be obedient, very humble, always serving his Gurudev. Beautiful, young, also. Guru should be like this. Especially, we will see that, oh, he is chanting and he has some taste in chanting or not. This is first thought. But if anyone is showing that I am chanting, but really his heart is not melting, yes or no, then he is not actually. So, by seeing all these things, a guru will initiate any disciple who is so humble, coming of good family, and he is so having all these qualities. He will have no doubt about Guru, and Guru will be out of all doubt. But don't by kalpana ke dwara kisi mein aarop mat karo. What? There is a Guru. His Guru gave him renounced order. Later on, he was attached to any lady and to his daughter, like that is disciple. Oh, he married her. But even this disciple thinks that he is Guru. This is a breach of trust. We should not trust in that Guru. We should give up. And make a new Guru who is in line of his Gurudev, always chanting, remembering, and he can remove his doubt, and he may give the desire to serve Krishna fully. Otherwise, you cannot go up. So all this process we should try to adopt. And then, the sadhus will tell that, oh, you should be initiated. Then he will admit, any qualified guru will admit in initiation class. Initiation does not come in a day, or 2 days, or 1 year, or 2 years. There are two classes of initiation. First, one formality, by sacrifice or this. And secondary, Vidvadrudi. What is Vidvadrudi? Go on.
At that time, Krishna accepts that disciple to be one of his associates. You're saying the transcendental body. And in that transcendental body, directly you are observing that the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
For instance, example you can see. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, Nimai Pandit, he went to Gaya. And there he met Ishwar Puri, a very high class of devotee, Mahabhagavat. And he initiated Gopal Mantra. And when he initiated, he began to weep so loudly, sometimes laughing, sometimes rolling down on the earth. At very same time, he went to Puri, Kashi, and he met with so many impersonalists there, Prakashanand Saraswati. Prakashanand told, "Oh, you are in my line, but why you are weeping? Why you are dancing? And why you doing so? Oh, this is not in our line. So try to reform. Why you weep sometimes? Why you cry sometimes? Why you dance sometimes? And rolling down on that. Why?" "Oh," he tells, "my Gurudev told me that you are not qualified to read Vedanta Shastra. You are like a police. So I am giving you one mantra, and you should remember this mantra. What? Harir Naam, Harir Naam, Harir Naam Aiva Kevalam, Kalau Nastev, Nastev, Nastev." "But I am giving you Harinam and this mantra, and your life will be successful. Do it always without a stoppage." This is wrong. "So when I began, and my Gurudev gave me Gopal mantra, I saw that in mantra, I saw that no word. Oh, in this mantra, Gopi Jana Vallabh Singh, very beautiful, peacock feathers here, very sweet float on his land. And so beautiful and smiling and sing by the by crooked eyes. I began to run after him. And when I ran after him, he began to go back, little, little. And when I was to touch him, at once he disappeared in a tree or here in any kunja. Then I began to weep. When I was weeping, again he came, and then I began to laugh. But again he disappeared, and again I began to weep so loudly, rolling down. So I don't weep and dance knowingly, artificially. Oh, that mantra makes me laugh, that mantra makes me weep and dance. Then I went to my Gurudev and told, "What mantra you have given that I become mad? And I possibly I dance and weep, sometimes laughing, rolling down. What mantra you gave?" "Gurudev, oh, your life is my life." So this is the process. This is the rule. One day you will see that this mantra that Gurudev has given, it will sprout. And you will see some beauty in that. And gradually, oh, Krishna will come out. Gopi Jantala. Very beautiful. Smiling he will come. And then he will, another day what? Oh, he will take Srimati Radhika. Third day, oh, Lalita Vishakha. Fourth day, which is all past and civil distance. And then, your this body will be gone. And a very beautiful gopi set will come in your heart. And then that body, oh, it will go to Golok Vrindavan. And you start thought. That is you start eating. So you should try to follow certain. And that process is gave to Rupa Goswami who has written all this. No? Then, if you are initiated, really, your all sins, bad activity, ignorance will go. And you will realize, who am I? Who is Krishna? You will realize. But if you are not realizing, then what? There is something lacking. Either in you or in your Gurudev. If something lacking in Gurudev, he is not so high class of devotee, making offense, criticizing all others, so much attachment, worldly attachment, so many bad desires, oh, give up at once. And if he is okay, but he still I am not developing, then there is something lacking in me. There is something loophole in me. So try to make correction something, repair. You should go to that Gurudev and tell him, oh Gurudev, I am doing so much but I am not realizing any. Then he will repair. And then you should very strongly follow him and then do it. There are so many doctors. There are so many doctors in our line. Oh, first doctor is Rupa Goswami. Second is Raghunath Das Goswami. Oh, Jesus. Especially in so many things. Like in hospital we see high class, eyes specialist, nose specialist. Oh, right nose specialist, left nose.
Heart specialist.
Oh, this lung, that lung. Oh, very special. So in our also, Ji Goswami is doctor of philosophy. If anything, philosophy. Always be. You should be admitted to. And then Rupa Goswami, he is the head of all the departments. All. And within him, oh, there are so many.